Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com, coming to you live from the studio here. I have a very, very important guest that's about to join me in a moment. And let me say, this is we're all talking about the scene war, the war that is going on around us, the move, the push towards civil war in every single country. Just yesterday, we spoke about the fact that the Australian Prime Minister is saying, oh, we now are raising the terrorism threat. And the opposition leader is saying, if you know anyone that is against the government, you need to report them to ASIO and the federal police. This is similar to the comments that they made about a year ago now, that if you know anyone who believes in the last book of the Bible, you need to report them to the federal police. So they want everyone that's critical of government, everyone that believes in God, everyone that is part of exposing this criminal network that is trying to ruin our lives, stoking civil unrest in order to bring in mass surveillance. And this is the thing. Let us not take the bait. Let us not take the bait. They want violence so that they have an excuse to bring in their digital dystopia. But another part of this war is the unseen war, the part that is a direct consequence of the COVID injections, a direct consequence of what people have been injected with, of what's in our food, of what's in our skies. And you would all know that Dr. Anna Mahaitcher, she's been on the broadcast with me many times in the past. She joins us again today now with breaking news, graphene confirmed in dental anesthetics by the University of Colorado. Dr. Anna, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Maria.
So this is huge. This is something that we've been talking about. You've been investigating for the past, 3 years now, your findings of nanotechnology inside the shots, your findings of graphene in the shots, frequencies that should not be there. And this is now showing up in uninjected people as well. But now we have the University of Colorado confirming this. Please talk to us about these findings.
Absolutely. So you're aware that many scientists and doctors around the world have found the same self-assembling nanotechnology that was originally in the COVID shots, also in these dental anesthetics. We found microchips that self-assemble. And, people initially were saying, this is science fiction. But now Dr. Lundstrom, he is a dentist who also works with the International Association for Oral Medicine and Toxicology, a large international body that represents almost 1,500 dentists in the United States. They wanted to know what our findings actually are saying, and they wanted proof for it. So Dr. Lundstrom sent a sample of articaine with epinephrine, a common dental anesthetic, to the University of Boulder, Colorado, and their microspectroscopy laboratory now confirmed that they did find graphene. And this is huge news, Maria, again, because here's another confirmation now from a university laboratory that says that the building blocks of microelectronics and self-assembling nanotechnology that are used for a bidirectional telemetry to create nanorobotics are actually in other medications as well. As you know, I found it in insulin, I found it in dexamethasone, Benadryl, and other scientists around the world have also done this. And this, again, is a huge piece of news that we really have to get out there, because people need to start believing and investigating in this, because this transhumanist technocratic agenda of fusing humans with technology is happening right in under our nose.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what, Dr. Anna, let me just say that, unfortunately, some people need to see a university confirm something that you've been screaming from the rooftops for years. But here we go. We have it now. University of Colorado confirms this. So it says, Dr. Lundstrom says, we began the process of getting answers on the safety of dental anesthetics in February of 2023. We began by contacting the manufacturers of the anesthetic. And in July of 23, Dr. Lundstrom partnered with the IAOMT, which is the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, to pursue testing of the anesthetic. And they say that our hope that with the with the weight of the IAOMT and their 1,520 members, we can accomplish our goal of answering the question on dental anaesthetic safety. So, Dr. Anna, what I want to ask you about this bombshell confirmation is what? So they're confirming that they found graphene in dental anaesthetics. What you're seeing under the microscope with dental anaesthetics, is it the same as what you're seeing in non-organic foods, you know, major store meat, vegetables, fruit, as well as the C19 injections? Is it all the same?
Well, the dental anesthetics were extremely dramatic because what we've filmed was self-assembly of these microchip-like structures within minutes, as well as I have mixed dental anesthetics with human blood, and within 20 minutes, the blood was destroyed. The other case that I've also written about was I had a patient who had a tooth extraction, had dental anesthetics injected, and from that wound, there were these rubbery clots that continued to produce themselves. 30 of them around a rubbery, pearly shape, and it would not stop. So over 3 days, this continued. The dentist didn't know what to do. And the patient called me, in terror and saying, you know, I can't go on the rest of my life like this. So I had sent her for an EDTA chelation with vitamin C, which according to Moderna patents also stops the self-assembly of the nanoparticles. And in 30 minutes, it stopped. But the fact that the people are experiencing this, now I'm working with biological dentists who found micro robots in dental plaque as well. So is it the same stuff? Absolutely. It is all part of what we found also in other vaccines and other medications. And we know from the literature that the healthcare system will make people used to the fact that cyborgs and transhuman and human augmentation is a natural thing. This is according to the Army document Cyborg 2050.
Well, I was listening to an interview between Kurzweil and Neil deGrasse Tyson, and Neil deGrasse Tyson was asking him, acting really coy about it. Oh, you said that by 2030, you know, everyone's going to have nanorobots in them and it's going to connect them all to the hive mind. And, you know, is this going to be ready before 2030? And Kurzweil was saying, yeah, no, we're ready. We're going to be ready to launch 2030. Well, you don't launch something like a global AI hive mind with everyone connected with nanorobots unless you've done significant testing of that technology before that point. 2030 happens to be the year that marks their complete, you know, net zero sustainable development goal target. So they want the internet of everything linked with the human being before that date. Really, 2030 is the year that they perfect it. You recently wrote an article about Kurzweil's writings, and you were saying, what did he say about nanorobots and the singularity? Talk us through that a little bit, Dr. Mahajcha.
So Kurzweil, he really is one of the leaders of this technocratic transformation of humanity. He's calling them, these people call themselves futurists. And what they want to do again is use nanorobots that would repair our tissues from the inside. They would swarm through our blood, but then also pass the blood-brain barrier and upload our thoughts and the digital copy of our brain into the cloud. And then this obviously is bidirectional, so we can also be manipulated via AI in our brain. And this is part of this whole, the targeted individual program that we know is a covert government program that's attacked civilian. That's exactly what they're doing. And I just want to say that also recently, you know, the university from Argentina, Dr. Marcela Sangorin and Lorena De Blasi, they have provided bombshell evidence, again, absolutely confirming they have investigated COVID injections from around the world, found graphene in all of them, including in Sputnik, including in Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, as well as 54 undisclosed elements, metals, including radioactive uranium. They found neodymium, which is magnetic, and all of this stuff, these lanthanides that are also fluorescent, which the fluorescence phenomena I've documented are part of this semiconductor technology, self-assembling nanotechnology that is used for the brain-computer interface. And exactly like you are showing here, they are endeavoring to create immortality by uploading the human mind into the cloud. That is the goal for them ultimately. They're working on cryonics, on preserving the body after death, and basically saying that death is the last frontier of disease that they want to conquer. But for us regular humans, they want to create automatons, people who no longer have a soul and a spirit, according to Yuval Harari. And this is for real. That's why I've been documenting and reading so much of their literature, because they are fully on their way. And even 20 years ago, we're discussing about the nanorobots that we're finding now in the blood.
This is the point, Dr. Mahachar. We read their documents and we think, gosh, these people are lunatics, you know, saying humans are hackable animals, they're going to be useless, we're just going to drug them and give them video games. This is how little these people think about humanity. And you're here documenting the fact that they've already started with this transition. I want to know, Dr. Mahachar, from your estimation and from all of your research and the patients that you're treating, by the way, because you've told me some of these people have experienced some really strange phenomenon, like hearing, go and get your booster, hearing that sort of, I guess, voice to skull. Some of these people are experiencing this. And so I want to know, how likely is it that a huge portion of humanity now has this technology in them? We know that the RAND Corporation says we can manipulate people and coerce them to do things that they would not normally want to do once this technology is inside of them. How likely is it that humans are being engineered through this technology right now to achieve things like civil unrest, for example?
It's already happening everywhere. We know from around the world, from scientists, including myself, that the blood of everyone is contaminated with the self-assembling nanotechnology, the synthetic biology, these mesogen microchips. I have myself filmed a self-assembly of microelectronics in human blood. I found it in many different medications, including Enbrel, which the literature confirms that microelectronics are in there. And so we know, for example, from Rwanda, that the civil unrest there was induced by directed energy weapons that was manipulating people through mind control. We know that the Los Angeles riots were really started through these types of weapons. And we must look at the fact that the human brain can now be absolutely remote controlled. There's something called a surface EEG that can be used. Even the WEF, they had a lecture last year, 2023, in Davos, that showed how through a variable instrument, the speaker's brain waves were being translated and their mind was being read, and that they were basically saying, hey, now in the workplace, you can monitor your workers' brain waves and you'll know when they start to get tired, and this is going to be great for work performance. But from now on, we will have a thought police. So this technology is Orwellian, but it's already happening. We know Newsweek just had a big article talking about remote control mice, but they've done this for over 20 years. The CIA has had their mind control program, research program, since 1940, with MK Ultra and all of these MK and Naomi secret ways of controlling people's minds and controlling all kinds of societies, groups, political activists, being able to dissuade them from certain decision. This is all under the umbrella of social engineering, and it's absolutely happening. And if you look at the personality changes of the COVID injections, everybody's talking about how people have changed. Well, it is through this brain-computer interface. You literally have created automatons now.
I'm hoping you can jog my memory, Dr. Mahachar, because it's just escaping me right now. The gentleman who gave that presentation to the U.S. military about
There was Dr. Robert Duncan. He was a CIA whistleblower also and an army whistleblower who also discussed how this mind control and cybernetic hive mind is already existing and how the CIA is using it. But we also have Dr. James Giordano,
That's
who discusses
one.
That neurotechnology is the demiurge, really, and that in the wrong hands, it can be used to create and to manipulate entire societies, which is exactly what is happening. There's so much social engineering. We know that it is. It's pharmacology. It is electromagnetic. It's microweapons. It's ultrasonic weapons. It's brain manipulation. And we have the proof in the blood that there's bidirectional telemetry going on. Clearly, nanosensors everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. James Giordano is the one that that I was thinking of, and I wrote it just before you said it. I've actually aired some of his public speeches that are on YouTube on this very broadcast. And that is the stuff that's on YouTube, mind you. That's the stuff that they, that's declassified, where they are talking about how they can, he can just lace the top of a pen, for example, go and meet with the leader of a resistance and completely dismantle a resistance. Now, that is some years ago. Imagine what it is now that they have, I mean, who knows how far they've come with smart dust? Who knows how far they've come with, you know, what they're able to embed inside geoengineering? The possibilities, what I'm trying to say here, Dr. Mahaitra, is the possibilities are literally endless. And on top of the fact that we're being socially engineered through algorithms and constant lies in the media, we now have the added element of, gee, is my neighbor actually brain controlled through nanotechnology? I mean, what are your thoughts on this?
I think it's absolutely a concern. We know that 40 million tons of graphene is being dispersed via geoengineering operation, according to whistleblowers, including polymers, including toxic heavy metals. The same heavy metals that we found in the shot have been found in rainwater and in aerosol samples like aluminum, like barium, and other metals. So all of these things are part of this this synthetic biology transformation of humanity. And my concern is this, Maria. We know that there are war drums going on with Israel, with all of these different wars in Ukraine, but the war that is on humanity is going on in a stealth fashion right now under people's nose. You can only see it with a microscope. And if people do not become aware about it and they start to detoxify, you will have a society of zombies, mind-controlled zombies, unable to understand any information. They can induce happiness or depression. You will be happy and own nothing. How do they do that? Well, it is very easy, because by simply electronically controlling your brain waves, they can induce all kinds of states, from apathy, depression, torture, anything you want. And so I think that this is extremely important. The concentration camps of the future are not in big gas chambers. They're in your home, where your brain is remote controlled by artificial intelligence.
Wow. Wow. And you're not wrong. We've spoken about the Policy Horizons documents many, many times on here. Policy Horizons Canada, Biodigital Convergence. I may do another revisit of that soon, where they basically say that, you know, you'll wake up in the morning and AI is going to tell you which vitamins you're deficient in and what you need to 3D print today, which meals you need to 3D print, because everyone will have 3D printers on their counter, you see, I guess. You know, you're not going to have to think for yourself. And this is, by the way, echoed by someone like Ida Orkin, WEF Puppet. This was published by Forbes, where she says, oh, sometimes I think for myself what I'd like to eat, but most of the time AI just does it for me. You can find that hellish future described in the letter. The year is 2030. I have no privacy and life has never been better. That's WEF and Forbes publication. And, you know, it just says there's no privacy, and some people left the cities because of the lack of privacy. And I guess when people think about it, they think, oh, okay, smart city, you know, in this sort of somewhat digital, somewhat physical gulag, because you can't leave your 15-minute zones. But but if I just get out, I'll be okay. Well, what about the unseen weaponry out there as well? And I think that's the serious point, Dr. Anna Mahaitcha. It's not just about escaping the smart cities. It's about escaping the grid altogether. But if they are to push this global hive mind, which, by the way, is absolutely outlined by the UN, that's the letter I was referring to. Thank you, team. The UN is pushing for the AI World Society, everyone, to basically transition their lives into the metaverse. If they are pushing that, how do we stop it?
I think that people need to become sovereign, they need to become informed, and they really need to be aware that their mind is electronically manipulated. So all of your smart devices are weaponry that can be used against you, from your refrigerator to your cell phone. We now know from Mark Steele that even the cameras in the smart cities are actually class 4 laser weapons. They are directed energy weapons used to kill civilians.
Sorry, Dr. Mahaitcha, if I can pause you there, because I just recently interviewed Mark Steele, and he told me something fascinating about the Blade Runners in the UK. They're actually not charging them for taking down these cameras because of the fact that if they went to court, this is what Mark Steele says, if they went to court, it would be exposed that the government is installing weaponry to be used against the citizens on the streets. So they're just leaving them be.
It's unbelievable. And it's the same thing with, we know, you know, Dr. Francis Boyle has declared the COVID shots biological weapons of mass destruction. That's an affidavit of our court case that is still in Florida going on. And yet what you have going on is that Governor DeSantis is denying that, you know, we can tell him what to do, basically. It is so dystopian, but we have to continue and fight and detoxify the body of these metals, be able to enhance our own immune system, get away from EMF as much as we can. I just recently did an interview with Dr. Pedro Chavez, who showed that the MAC address phenomenon actually is temporarily disabled when you walk barefoot on grass and when you ground yourself. So this is definitely hopeful news. And get out of the cities. These smart cities are literally concentration camps. They're meant to control people, and it is imperative that people know about this and protect themselves.
It's fascinating you bring that up. I recently did an interview with a man from Europe who looked at a population. It was a Norwegian population, if I'm not mistaken. I have to go back. But he showed that although the injected population was just as high in rural areas compared to the city, everyone was equally injected, the cancer rates were exploding far greater in the city than they were in rural areas, because there just happens to not be towers out there. And so it's unbelievable. A farmer just won a case against the 5G towers because they installed them. A bunch of his cows died. And so the court actually ruled that you have to remove the tower because it's killing his animals. This is not even debatable at this point. We've had so many experts saying, we need to stop 5G. This is terrible. And then they want to take us to 6G, 7G. You know, you can find articles that say human beings are going to be antennas for the internet. I mean, this is just insanity. We need to stop it. We need to not allow these people to push us over the edge to where they legalize complete and total surveillance to push us to this the AI World Society. We can't let them do this. We're almost out of time today, so I want to direct everyone to Anna Mahaitcha, phd.substack.com. That is your Substack, where people can follow your work. I want to really encourage people to go. Team, if you can bring that article up one more time, the graphene confirmed in dental anesthetics by the University of Colorado. I'm going to reshare that on all my platforms as well, Dr. Mahaitcha, because this is just vital for people to understand. It's not just, you know, the fringe conspiracists saying it. We now have the University of Colorado's confirmation. Final words, Dr. Mahaitcha.
Thank you so much for covering this and your courage in all of this, because this information is needed to save humanity. Everybody needs to know it, and we need to start just broadcasting it everywhere. So thanks so much for your contribution.
Absolutely agree with you. Thank you so much for your time. And here's the thing, guys, we can't trust the pharmaceutical industry. We can't trust the governments. You know, Biden released a nanotechnology vaccine budget. He's included this in his budget with an admission that COVID is a nanotechnology vaccine. So we cannot let these people get away with this. Thank you all for joining me today. Share this broadcast everywhere. Continue supporting InfoWars, one of the most important networks in the world. I'm Maria Zee, and I'll see you soon.